and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 191, the Birds in the Air cover reveal episode. Yes, very exciting. If you go over to the Off Kilter Quilt blog and website, you will see what Birds in the Air looks like. We have in our possession advanced reader's copies. These are uncorrected proofs that go out to reviewers. We just have a few. The man ordered them to make sure that when the books got printed, they would look like real books, and they do. He did an amazing job designing the books. We hired someone to do the cover, so it's a very professional-looking cover. It all looks great, and we have sent off some copies to Publishers Weekly and Library Journal and someplace else. We have a policy that just decided on that we will not pay for reviews, which some places like Kirkus will not review independently published books and unless you pay them. And we just decided no, because this is, I understand that policy. There's a lot of stuff being published, and you know, it's a lot to go through, and some of it is better than others. But anyway, but this is a real book written by a real writer, and we don't pay. So there you go. Anyway, I'm excited. I'm excited for you to see it. I really like how it looks. I think it's a nice cover. So that's big. That's big. That's big. It is for my son Will, the last day of school. Tomorrow's Jack's last day of school. So it is summer. And it's a beautiful day. It feels like summer. It's sunny and the wind is blowing and the birds are singing, if you can hear them. And Travis is out in the yard sniffing. The tomatoes are growing. The blueberries are purpling. So it's all good. I have not been doing a lot of quilting. I talk about that in the second quilt diary. This is not going to be a hugely long episode. Mostly it's sort of the end of school year, which for me, I'm such a creature of routine. You get into the end of the school year, there is no routine. You get a kid up for school in the morning and he says, by the way, pick me up at 12. It's just a half day today. And you're like, what? They do that for the last 2 weeks of school. They just pepper in these half days, and I just don't even know what end is up anymore. Also, you know, finishing up the crib quilt, which thank you for all your very kind comments about that. You know, anytime I finish up a big project, I think I'm just going to move right into the next project. I'm warmed up. I'm ready to go. And half the time, maybe three quarters of the time, I don't. I just need time to recuperate and recenter, to clean up my sewing space. And in this case, I actually needed time to find the right fabric for the Modern Birds in the Air quilt. This has been my quest, my failed quest as of late, because the salmon, if you've seen Modern Birds in the Air, maybe I'll put a picture of where I am. I'm still in the figuring it out, designing phase of it, but there's a salmon fabric in it, and I needed more, but I didn't have more, and I've been trying to track down. I have no idea what project it is from. I have no idea where I got it. It's not American made, as far as I can tell. It's not Kona. It's not fraying all over the place, so it's definitely not Kona. But I've looked at Joann's, I've looked at Thimble Pleasures, I've looked at Fat Quarter Shop, gone through all their solids, but you know, it's so hard to tell online. So I really have no idea where this fabric is from, and I have now many different shades. I went through this with a red a few years ago. I think maybe when I was doing the Irish chain quilt, like I'd started out with a certain red and had to like buy five different reds before I was able to match the red, and I've not been able to match the salmon. The thing is, I'm gonna have to deconstruct the Modern Birds in the Air. I think I also kind of talked about this in the last quilt diary. I'm stealing from myself. I'm cannibalizing my own podcast episode. But anyway, because I'm adding some more birds. So it's not a big deal to replace the salmon with another fabric. And I have a couple. I ordered a couple that I hoped might be close, and they're both close. They're not it, but I think I'm just going to go ahead and replace the salmon with one of those, which is a more orange, has a touch of pink, but not a lot, but I think will work. The other I got was, I think it was, I know that it was a Moda Bella solid, and it might have been like rose or dusty rose or something like that. Very, very pretty, but not an exact match and a bit too light. So I am going to deconstruct Modern Birds in the Air so I can reconstruct it, adding in a few more birds, and at that time I will change out the salmon for the for a slightly darker or pinky orange, and hopefully be done. Now, we are going on vacation soon, so I don't know how far along I will get in that project, but I have not been very quilty. And you know what I'm trying to do, man, all of a sudden it's like we got trucks, we got a plane. Can you hear that? It's like I live on by an airport, except that I don't. In any event, I'm trying not to be guilted out. There, I have several things I want to finish before Birds in the Air is published in September, and I go down to Atlanta and see my friend Quilt and Jenny at her Quilt Guild and talk about Birds in the Air and do a reading and all that good stuff. But I just, you know, part of it is like I can't do anything if the spirit doesn't move me. It's not quite entirely true because I'm a very disciplined writer, but especially with some of the quilt projects I have in mind right now, I really need to be in the spirit to do them, and I just haven't been. And I know myself well enough to know that I will be. The spirit will return. I feel it returning a little bit today, so I'm trying just not to like get all like, I'm not working, I need to work. It's like I've got enough work to do in my life without kind of freaking out about it. So, anyway, I'm going to talk about more all that more in the Quilt Diaries. Let me remind you, I am doing a giveaway for my 6th podcast anniversary. I've heard from lots and lots of you. I would love to hear from more of you. Just comment on this episode. You have until June 20th to say a happy podcast anniversary. I would love to hear how long you've been listening. I got a great comment yesterday. And I don't have it in front of me. I believe it's Sue in Oregon, but I could be wrong about that name. Anyway, it was wonderful because she's someone who has listened to the podcast for a long time but never commented. And now she's commented. And she's commented in her head, so of course I had heard those comments through that special ESP thing I've got. ESP, yes. Why when I'm saying it like that, it doesn't sound right. ESP that I have with all of you who comment in your head. But it was really lovely to hear from her in the comment section. So, yay. So comment. Enter a chance to win a $25 gift certificate from the Fat Quarter Shop. I'd love to hear from you. I love comments. Just go over to offkilterquilt.com and leave a comment in episode 191 or 190. Or just before June 20th, but probably in this episode, so I will be on it, be aware of it, so I can enter you into the drawing. All right, then. Oh, if you could see Travis right now, he's sitting in the chair, he's fuzzy, he's so cute, and he says, on with the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary Day 1. It is Tuesday, May 24th. I am out on the porch with the very loud bird again. I heard from some of you, not on episode 190, but I think on episode 189, I was out on the porch and we had the very, very loud bird. And someone said she was listening to that podcast when she was in the grocery store and thought a bird had gotten into the store. And someone else said that she was walking and like was the pesky bird flying around her head was starting to get to her until she realized it was on the podcast. And the bird is back. And, you know, it's a pretty little sound, except that it's just awfully loud. And, again, this bird is way up in a tree. It's not like it's just sitting here next to me. And Travis keeps looking up in its direction like, shut up. But Travis is being nice and quiet. We'll see how long that lasts. As long as no squirrels scamper by, we should be good. So in any event, I have been working on the Modern Birds in the Air, and if you're on Twilter, you're familiar with this because I keep posting drafts. I am doing drafts of it. I have it, which is different than versions, right? So I don't have a version 1, version 2, version 3. I'm pretty much working with what I have and repositioning. And I've gotten good feedback from people in the Twilters group about what, you know, what's working, what's not, suggestions, etc. So that's been very helpful to me. Someone, I think it was Gretchen, said, you know, you have to do what you really like, which, and it's like, absolutely. All the final decisions will be based on my personal aesthetics, fear not. But it's just really helpful to hear from people, and to get suggestions and to try things out. And that's what I'm committed to doing with this. And I realize, because I want to add some more birds, I really am going to have to deconstruct. If you've seen the picture of it, there's a central block, which is chevrons flying toward the top right of the quilt. And I have added, I think at this point, maybe 5 or 6 birds, mostly flying ahead. I now have one flying over to the side. I haven't actually added them yet. I've just pinned them on. And to incorporate, I have 2 more I need to incorporate. So actually some of them I have added. And in fact, I spent a lot of time last night sort of building those units. And now I'm going to have to deconstruct not any of the birds themselves, but the quilt layout to be able to incorporate the 2 more birds. So it's been very interesting, and I feel like I have allowed myself some freedom. It's just like, these are drafts, and none of the actual construction of the units is difficult. Like the birds, it's not, I could completely redo that central unit with the chevrons, and it really would not take that long to do. Actually incorporating the birds into the field, into the white field, that's a little bit more time consuming, but it's not actually difficult. So I may do another version, but right now I just want to play with this. The only problem is that I have run out of some of the fabric, the periwinkle, which is an American brand cotton solid. And then this sort of, I would call it, a salmon. And that, I don't think that's American brand, which makes me think it must be Kona. I may, if I have a chance tomorrow, pop over to Thimble Pleasures and see if I can find it in their solids. And yes, I should be able to tell if it's Kona, shouldn't I, if I can kind of see through it and it frays madly. But if it's American made, I need to also look through my Fat Quarter receipts, because that should tell me if I have any pinks or corals. I can't remember why I have that fabric. I don't know what project it's for, which almost makes me think that it is Kona that I got at Thimble Pleasures, because, sorry about that, Clifton and Jack are at a kind of college night over at school. It's someone from UNC admissions. It is doing a presentation on college applications. And apparently, when you write your essay, here's a hint, no sports metaphors. You actually get thrown into the, maybe if we need extra students right at the last minute, we might consider your application. In any event, so he's texting pithy little comments, Clifton is, from the session. Also, if you are going to get a Division I scholarship, you probably will know by fall of your senior year. You may in fact know that by 8th grade. So I'm learning lots of stuff. Anyway, what was I telling you? We were talking about, when my mom and I did that big, the quilt thing, the quilt convention, the quilt, whatever it is, in Cincinnati, the big quilt show that we went to and took classes, and we took a color class with Heather Jones. And we were instructed to buy a variety of solids. So I'm thinking maybe that's where that salmon came from, and that I just have dug it out to use it more recently on various things. I just don't know. At the last Modern Quilt Guild meeting, the presenter was a member of the guild, and she was showing us her books, and she's a graphic design person anyway. But what she does with her quilts is she has these notebooks. They're moleskin. I think she uses the ones with graph paper. And she puts, and it's, you know, it's such a, she's just a great, you know, I love graphic design people and artists, and they do these neat things. And so she, like, so for a quilt, she would have a drawing of a quilt and of the quilt she was making and notes. And then she would have a page in which she had cut out like tiny, like 1-inch squares of the various fabrics she used in the quilt. And it just was really neat to look at, you know. And I just had that thought, I wish I were the sort of person who would do that. I'm the sort of person who would want to do that and not do it. And yet at times like this, I think, wow, that would be really handy to know. And, you know, and my stash is still not a big stash. I guess I figure, you know, there's so many fabrics I look at and I know why I got them, you know, and I don't tend to buy many fabrics just for the fun of it. Every once in a while, I'll make myself. I know that sounds so anti-quilt, doesn't it? Like, it's so different from most quilters, but I'm a project girl, and that's how I buy fabric. And every once in a while, I think, be free, fly, little bird, or whatever, and I'll buy, you know, some half yardage of fabrics that I like. And I never use them, but I feel very proud of myself for buying them and, you know, having the stash, quote unquote, ha ha. But yeah. So anyway, so the point of this is I'm sort of at a stuck place with the birds in the air in terms of finishing it, in terms of what I think I'm going to do, a left-hand border. I have a bottom border right now, but I think it needs to be wider. And then I don't know right now if I'm just going to put that away until I get the fabrics I need, or if I'm going to go ahead with quilt deconstruction and get those birds in, the remaining birds, into the quilt. And there's part of me that's kind of like, well, it's going to be kind of a pain to do that. And it is. I'm learning a lot about geometry. I'm learning a lot about setting triangles. Thank you, Miss Lazy Daisy, because she, and this, I linked to this, not, I don't think the last episode, I think maybe 189, but possibly I put it, yeah, I'm pretty sure, in those show notes. But it's a chart that Daisy, of Lazy Daisy Quilts and Reads sent me the link to, that just tells you here's how if you have a block that's 5 inches, you need to cut out a square that is 9 1/4 inches, and, you know, cut it on the diagonals to have four setting triangles. So if you have a 5-inch block that you want to set at an angle, and the chart is brilliant. I'm working with all these different sized blocks with these birds, and so far it's just been absolutely spot on. So yeah, but it's a lot of work. I mean, good work, fun work, creative work, but I have to do the same thing. It's so interesting. I think the creative process is just the same whatever you do, but, you know, it's working on this, it's like you walk in and you go, it's the same with writing a book, where you read a chapter and you're like, it's not right, I don't know what to do, to make this right, I know it's not right, but I don't know why it's not right, and all that stuff. And then the next day you wake up and you go, oh, I know what to do. Or you just start working on it and you think, maybe this paragraph, maybe if I just mess around with this paragraph right here and build on it a little bit, and then it's like, and somehow that propels you to, to the place where you see what needs to happen. And I feel that's with this modern birds in the air as well. And I, you know, of course I want it to be somehow just visually brilliant, which I don't know why, because I'm not a visually brilliant person, but I want to be happy with it at the very least. And so I mean, and that's why it's been great to be able to post it on Twitter and get feedback. And some people have given me really specific ideas, like, oh, I think you need a few more birds. Or originally there's the main unit, and then I had birds sort of trailing. And, you know, Philippa, who was saying, no, you know, it's like they're bringing the eye down. You really want those birds higher up, actually in front of that main unit, so that it's it's propelling the eye upward, which makes sense if you've got birds in the air. And I thought that was a very helpful input. So I am really looking forward to quilting it, and I have some ideas for that. So I'm really looking forward to getting to that point, and we'll see when we get there. So that is where I am right now. I don't know if I have anything else interesting to tell you. Did I tell you that I got the new Susan Branch book? I think I did. For Mother's Day, I was trying to remember if I had mentioned that, and that actually, when I finished reading that, because I just love Susan Branch, I started rereading bits of A Fine Romance, which is about her trip to England in 2012, and then I remembered this book she mentions that she loves and reads on the Queen Elizabeth II. Is that the name of the ship? I want to say Queen Mary, but that's not right. Anyway, the book is Elizabeth in Her German Garden, which is by Elizabeth von Arnim. It was written, I think, like in the late 19th century. And it's not a fast read, you know. But it's an English woman who's married a German man and has three small children and lives in Germany, like way out in the country, and she's a total introvert, which I love about her. But she has a garden, which she's in love with. And this is not a big garden year for me this year. So I've been reading that in bits and pieces and enjoying it. So I just thought I would mention that. I think that's all the book news I have for right now. But I didn't want to forget just to think about books so I could tell you if I had anything to say, which I kind of halfway do. But that's about it. All right. I will be back in a day or two. So more soon. Quilt Diary Day 2. You know, it's Saturday, June something, June 4th, 5th, 6th, early in the month of June. I have no idea. It is that time of year. It is that crazy Christmassy time of year, not in terms of eating wonderful feasts and getting presents, but just in everything being topsy-turvy, and you just try to get through it. If you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you know I'm not the world's biggest Christmas fan. I am the world's biggest post-Christmas, the world's biggest Boxing Day fan. In any event, I think I was supposed to post a podcast on Monday, maybe Wednesday, and now it's Saturday, and fingers crossed I'll get it posted today. I'm sitting here on my porch. You can hear the birds. I don't know what time it is. What time is it, Trap? 10-ish, 10:30-ish, and we've been out for our walk. It's going to be hot today. You know, I don't complain about the weather, and certainly not about heat and humidity. No. But it will be hot today. It's supposed to be 93, and Trav is sitting over on our little couch, panting away. Every time I come and sit on the porch, which I do quite a bit now, that the weather has warmed, and gotten even warmer, Travis always comes with me. He loves it, but he doesn't love to sit out here by himself very much. He wants someone with him. He's a very companionable dog. I don't know why I haven't podcasted. You know, I haven't been quilting much. I think that my string quilt, and thank you for all your kind words on the string quilt that I made for Lacey, for Jack's teacher. That was very intense, and in part because I did a couple drafts of it, and then I really had to work very hard to get it ready on time, and that was May 18th, so let's say it's been a couple weeks. I haven't done a lot. I've messed around with my Modern Birds in the Air quilt, and I've posted it a couple drafts on Twilters group on Facebook and have gotten some good feedback. And I am waiting for yet another Fat Quarter Shop order to be able to finish it. Now, I really am going to have to deconstruct to finish it, to add a few more birds in. I don't need to deconstruct the central unit, which is the big block of chevrons, the big block of birds flying in the air. But I do need to reconstruct the other parts of the quilt. This would be very interesting to try to write a pattern for, should I ever actually learn EQ7, which I just have not so far. And just saw printed out, in fact, the QuiltCon classes for February. And my dear, wonderful Krista Watson is teaching a full day
EQ7 class, and it is very tempting. It is on a Thursday, which is hard because right now I don't know what my plan is for coming in. I can't, you know, it's a very thorough schedule from Thursday through Sunday, and I just can't take that much time away from home quite yet. You know, when the boys are up and gone, then that's something, you know, the man could take off work or work remotely from wherever, and we could do that. But now it's a little bit much. I mean, they can survive without me, and I can, yeah. I don't know. I don't like to be away from home that long, I guess is what it comes down to. So I don't know if I'm going to get there in time to do Krista's class. She's doing another class, I think, on Friday night. There is just a plethora of amazing classes being offered. Go to the Modern Quilt Guild site if you're and check it out. One of the problems is like on Friday night from 6 to 9, there are about 12 different amazing classes. One of them is another EQ7 class that Krista is doing that also looks good, but it looks like I would actually need to learn the basics of EQ7 before I took it. But that could be actually like incentive to get down the basics by February, which is quite a ways away. So I need to think about all that. There, Victoria Finley Wolf, my girl, is teaching. Man, she's teaching like a ton of classes, a ton. She must just be a bundle of energy. And I have reservations not about taking a class with her by any means. I would love to. But again, they're all six-hour classes. I have some reservations about the six-hour classes. I have to say it. I have my introvert soul just goes, oh, I don't know if I can do that. I just really don't know if I can do that. I'm sure there's, you know, obviously they're full-day classes. You're taking breaks for lunch. You probably can take a break at any point. But that feels intense to me. So lots to ponder about QuiltCon, what I want to do there. I also want to help out the Quilt Alliance that will be doing, tell your story at the Quilt Show recordings, and I would like to be a part of that. So many things to ponder. But birds in the air. How do we get, EQ7, making patterns, because it would be interesting to actually, now that I, once I finish the Modern Birds in the Air, is there any way for me to actually write up how I did it? I don't think so at this point, quite frankly. I don't think I have the skills to do that. But I am waiting for one more piece of fabric. Here's the funny thing. So, I'm using fabric from my so-called stash to make this quilt, and there is some salmon colored fabric in it, very little bits, but I need more, and I can't figure out what project this fabric is from or where I got it. It does not appear to be American made brand fabric. I've looked and looked on Fat Quarter Shop and looked at my whatchamacallit, I actually have a sampler, you get the, you order it, it costs $6, and they send it to you, and it's got all their fabrics in real life. I can't seem to find it there. My guess is Moda Bella Solid, and that is what I've ordered, but it's very hard, you know, when you're looking at online. This is why we order our little samples, because it's hard to match colors online. So, but the fact is, I'm deconstructing this quilt, so whatever I get, it's going to be in the right neighborhood of what I was after. I will just use that. If it's not the right fabric, not quite, if it's not the same fabric, that's okay. I'm just going to replace the old fabric with the new fabric. So hopefully that will get here next week. But So I've been messing around with that. But maybe it's just with the changeover in the weather it's been really rainy. Not that I'm complaining. Very British. I've been reading All Creatures Great and Small by James Herriot. I don't know if you ever read that. A number of people I know read it in their youth. People my age. I remember, I feel like I can see the paperback, like the 1970s version. It came out like in 71, 72. Absolutely charming. And I do know some good friends of mine read it like when they were 11 or 12, and it was one of their favorite books from their childhood. So it's been so rainy and Britishy around here. And I'm like, I'm going to get that. So my birthday was on Monday. I turned 52, and I did have a coupon from Barnes & Noble, 20% off. So I went over and got it. And I have to say, it is a delightful, charming book. If you're looking just to be charmed and delighted, to kind of pretend like this whole political season is not happening, go buy this book and read it. Or get out of your library. Weirdly, my library did not have it. I just find that so strange. How could it not have All Creatures Great and Small? But sometimes it's surprising, and I don't know. You know, libraries have to weed, but that seems like such a classic. Maybe I spelled James Herriot's name wrong. I don't know. But I've been enjoying that very much. So what does that have to do with quilting? I don't know. Oh, weather. Feeling like either being vaguely depressed by the rain or now feeling vaguely overwhelmed by the heat. I don't know. It's just a weird time. Just transitional. The boys are finishing up school. It's like Jack had a half day on Thursday, and then he actually does not go back to school until Wednesday to take his chemistry exam because he took all these AP courses. And so he was done with a lot of his academic work kind of early May, you know. I mean, not done, and I think in a lot of the projects, a lot of the classes, they did like a final project or a final evaluative paper, but no final exams. Will's got exams, and but they're both, I think, done Wednesday. But, you know, it's just, yeah, I don't know why. But I do also think, and this is like finishing a book, you know, I always have several different projects going on with several different writing projects going on. But when I finish a big draft, I think I'm going to just jump right on to the next writing project. And it's not a bad idea because you're pretty warmed up. You know, your muscles have been your writing muscles have been moving. Your imagination muscles have been moving. And it seems like just a great thing just to, like, let's jump on the next project. You're all warmed up. Keep going. But it's like it doesn't really work that way too often. Sometimes you just need to take a break. So I feel like I've taken a break, and I haven't even been hand sewing, but I'm about ready to get back to that as well. So, but I think that accounts mostly for the lack of quilt diary episodes. I have enjoyed hearing from so many people checking in saying happy podcast-iversary. You can still do that. I believe I put the cutoff date is June 20th, so you still have a couple weeks. Depending on what today is, I don't really know, but I think it seems like maybe 2 weeks. If it's possibly June 4th, it should give you a couple weeks to respond. You can respond to this episode, just say happy podcast anniversary. And I've enjoyed hearing from people saying how long they've listened, and a lot of people have been here since the beginning, which is really nice. And so please comment, and then you will be entered into a drawing for a $25 gift certificate from my favorite Fat Quarter shop. So I think this is just going to be a short podcast episode. There's no way I can respond in full to all the, I think at this point I'm up to like 50, maybe even more comments on last episode. Thank you everyone for commenting. And again, thank you for the kind words on the string quilt. The crib quilt, which I am very pleased with, I must say. It was nice hearing. A lot of people were very nice about the back of the quilt, which I also enjoyed. I may have talked about this in the first quilt diary, but it was so long ago, and I'm so befuddled by June, by the end of the school year, that I, as per usual, really have no idea what I said in the first quilt diary whatsoever. I hope it was interesting, and oh, let me tell you, what did I get for my birthday? I got some books. I, of course, bought myself a book, because one must always buy oneself a birthday present. I got a Thomas Jefferson book, The Most Blessed of the Patriarchs, Thomas Jefferson and the Empire of the Imagination by Annette Gordon Reed and Peter Onuf. You can tell I have it in my sights, because otherwise I would never remember all of that. And I've started it, and it's very interesting. You know, I have a Thomas Jefferson history crush, although now with my new obsession with the musical Hamilton, you know, TJ does not come off well. No one really comes off great, except perhaps George Washington and the Hamilton musical. Everyone's a mixed bag, which, you know what, everyone's a mixed bag in real life too, so why not on Broadway? You know, and I think Thomas Jefferson goes in and out of style. He was complicated. He was complex. He was against slavery and yet owned a whole lot of slaves. So he is a charismatic, brilliant, problematic, difficult character, and I like to read about him. So I did get that, and I got two new cookbooks. I got Jerusalem by Yotam Ottolenghi, right, who has a, I think his restaurant is in London, but so it does a lot of Mid-Eastern cooking. I'm trying more and more to cook vegetarian, although we are a family of meat eaters, but trying to make meat more of a condiment, make meat the side, and make vegetables the main dish. And I live in a family, the man is pretty good. The man is pretty good about trying stuff and enjoying new things. The boy is less so. Jack will try. And sometimes he likes things, sometimes he doesn't. He's like everyone in my family, very much a creature of routine. So I think he kind of likes the foods that he likes. I think he's more willing to try new stuff when he's out with his friends. Will just, you know, as Will, as white food guy. So anyway, but I want to do more cooking that's interesting to me, and just the boys can, you know, they can forage outside for roots and berries. God bless them. I also got Deborah Madison's, I think it's Vegetarian Cooking for Every Day or Vegetarian Cooking for Everyone. It's sort of the joy of cooking for vegetarians. And she's a wonderful food writer and a wonderful recipe writer. I have her beautiful book, Vegetable Literacy, which is lovely in every possible way. Just beautifully photographed, interesting information about the different families of vegetables, and then also great recipes. So I got those books. And I'm getting a new garden. We are not doing a big garden this year, doing a small garden. Tons of tomatoes. Got our blueberry bushes, have a raspberry bush. And then the man is doing a container garden where we'll do some herbs as well as flowers. So he's been working on that. He just went to the farmer's market to buy some more tomato plants because we really do love tomatoes. And freeze, you know, eat a ton of them, but freeze and make sauces and do all kinds of stuff. It's a lot of fun. So it was a nice birthday. Oh, did I tell you? Did I tell you that I also got a quilt stand for quilt display stand? That was probably my big present, was the quilt display stand. And I haven't tried it out yet. As soon as I finish the quilt, we'll put it up and put it together. But, you know, I'm a lousy quilt photographer, and this, I hope, will help. It will make it easier to quilt, to photograph quilts outside, or at least in better light. And so I'm excited about that. So that's probably the big thing I got, the most quilty thing I got. All right, well, I think I'm going to finish up here. I still have to do a bit of an introduction, but I will hopefully be back. I don't know why I say that. It always sounds like I don't quite trust that I'm going to live through the next 2 weeks, and maybe I won't. Who knows? But I hope that I will. I hope that I will survive the next couple weeks of June and come back and talk to you some more about quilting. I hope I will have picked up more of a quilt vibe by then. I think I will have. I think once I really get back on Modern Birds in the Air, I think, one, I kind of have a deadline, right? September 21st, I need to finish these quilts I'm working on and trying to figure it all out. So, yes, I'll be back. I'll be quiltier. I hope you are feeling very quilty. Send some of your quilty vibes this away. I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Off Kilter Quilt. Come visit me online at offkilterquilt.com. Until next time, this is Frances. Remember, life is short. Quilt first.